Hi, and welcome to, what is this name of this show? Oh, The Libro Couch. Yes, my name is Frankie.
And I'm Sydney.
And I'd like to welcome you once again to our humble abode here in Western Washington in the deep red area that we live in. On this show, what we do is we try to get on here every week, talk about different topics. This week, we're going to talk about bi erasure along with, again, some typical topics that seem to come up every week because they don't stop.
Yeah.
But Matt Lauer, Garrison Keillor, it's just been another wonderful, wonderful day in the news world. So, where do we want to start? Any space? What's wrong?
No, I don't know.
Well, also, the other thing that we do is generally Sydney is high, and we drink beer. We're still getting through our case of Kirkland beer.
Yeah, we're kind of boring.
We haven't. We still have a lot of beer in there, so we haven't gotten anything new. I'm drinking an American Pale Ale, which is not bad.
And I have their brown ale again.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's tough with these beers because they're, they're craft beer. I mean, they're made by, but they're still, they're not great.
No, they're not great, but they're definitely better than drinking a Coors or a Bud or Miller or anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be the beer like you. I would steer somebody who I'm trying to convert from a ice house drinker.
although your dad drinks almost any one of them if we have them, and in fact they've been buying other stuff too,
and they've been buying it because they expect us to come over and drink it,
but they drink it.
Well, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't drink any of it. She just drinks the Coors,
right,
that she puts ice cubes in.
Yeah.
But I give him credit. He tries most of them. He's tried IPAs. He's tried brown ales. I think he's tried porters.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he talks about it like it's something that he's, you know, thought about a lot. And he doesn't seem like that kind of guy. Like, we went out to a restaurant once for my brother's birthday, and it was a, they had a lot of choices for the local beer. And he ordered a Coors. Like, he's that kind of guy. He just drinks Coors. And if this stuff happens to be around, he'll have a little drink that too. But
he's also drank craft beer when we've been out too. Yeah, he has.
I think only because of that time. Because my brother egged him on to try and get him to drink. He's like, come on, we've got all these choices here, and you're going to drink a Coors. And so he drank something, and it probably embarrassed him. So from now on,
all right, if I'm with you people,
Drink the craft beer, and he'll act like he likes it.
Oh, it's delicious. It's delicious. Oh, one of these, I could have bought a six-pack, of course. But but that's all right.
I don't care what people drink, really.
No. All right.
I just think it's funny that we drink this because it's not, you know, like top of the line beer. But our friend, when we were visiting our friends who don't live near us, we were there on vacation, and she called us beer snobs because we were, you know, I think not even because we were saying it wasn't that great, but just because we were going into detail about, you know, what we liked about it, and it's really hoppy and, you know, whatever. And I think that she just took that as a beer snob, just that I couldn't talk bad about their beer because I'm just a beer snob. What do I know? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like anything that was
no, and you know what?
It's from my area.
Exactly. And I'm always, you know, when in Rome, if somebody's buying me a Budweiser outside of the house, you know, I'll drink their Budweiser.
Yeah.
Even at your parents' house, I'd drink a Coors Light if that's what they have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so got what we got. Anyhow. Yes. Earlier said that you would have liked a big old sub sandwich.
Yes, yes. That's just what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah,
that sounds so good to me.
And earlier when I was at work, I was near a Chinese restaurant, smelled that Chinese food, almost called you and said I wanted Chinese for dinner. And yeah, that.
But you didn't.
I didn't because it's only Wednesday. I think if we're gonna do that, we'll wait till Friday.
Yeah, let's wait till.
We have food to eat in the house, so that's not that important.
No, yeah.
It did smell really good, though. I finished eating some saltine crackers. It wasn't quite the same, but it helped to fill me up and satisfy my craving for food.
Nice.
All right, so today, two huge, huge announcements. This morning on the Today Show, they announced that Matt Lauer was fired.
Yep.
Monday night. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
He was fired Monday night, so where was he yesterday?
They probably just had somebody filling in.
And they probably never said why. Because the other host didn't even know till this morning, right before they
went on
air.
Yeah, I didn't think they handled that well.
On the air, they did.
I think that...
They handled
it. I guess
well.
I should be specific. Kathy...
Management.
Kathy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, hold on. Again, this is a sexual harassment claim from a colleague.
Yeah,
from,
we don't really have all the details
from
yet,
2014 at the Olympics in Russia.
Oh.
Yes, I heard more about it.
Oh, okay. I was watching children all day.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, so apparently it was something happened there as inappropriate, and it continued. There were more of them after that with the same colleague, and that's why they believe that it was possibly not an isolated incident.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary. Yeah, that's scary.
Well, what you were going to say, you were going to talk about them going over it this morning when they announced it.
Yeah, you know, I thought, and I wish I could remember her name. I don't watch it on a regular basis, but...
Savannah,
yes. Yeah, Savannah Guthrie, that's one. I think she was pretty, I mean, she handled it pretty well, you know?
Yes.
And explaining the thoughts, too. You know, this is somebody that I know and love and have worked with, and it's shocking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to find where that...
Exactly, that ground is where you can say, you know what, I love you, you're my best friend here.
But what you did was so fucked up.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably not going to work in this business for, you know, the next 20 years.
And why shouldn't he? Why should he ever come back?
I agree. But we talked about this the other day, too. It's like, you know, Harvey Weinstein was involved in how many movies? Dozens of movies.
Too many.
Exactly. And... Because, you know, we've talked about it. It's like, you know, no more Weinstein or no more Miramax or any of that because he was involved in it. But what about the people that were involved in it that weren't him? You know,
right.
do we stop watching the movies because he was involved? What about the other people?
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. I mean, for instance, I love Kevin Spacey.
I know, yeah.
Movies. I do, but as soon as I found out, you know, that was it. I was not going to watch them anymore. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, certainly he must get
of course
the biggest
sure.
chunk, I would think.
If he's the star.
I don't really know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we assume how it works, but we don't really know.
Right. Well, no, it's not just assumption. If you're the star, you're getting the largest royalty check out of that.
Well, but I mean, we're talking about the behind the scenes people too. Those people are all mm-hmm. people that made money off of this and you mm-hmm. know whatever. I mean, I'm not talking about past Spacey movies now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm more okay. House of Cards got canceled. All those people are out of jobs now.
Actually, I just read yesterday that they were all being paid for 2 weeks while they decided what to do.
Huh.
Because I just read it yesterday. I don't know how old the story was. I don't know if it was from yesterday, but they said they were all being paid for 2 weeks while the allegations were being looked into.
Ah.
So I don't know if that's Netflix's way of trying to get around it, because I read another story I told you about that there's another show where the person has been accused of 4 forcible rapes, and they haven't even pulled the show off the air, let alone fired him.
Right.
And that's a Netflix show also.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not sure. I think Netflix feels, maybe they feel empowered because they have so much money and their shows are doing so well that they're going to say F you to the public.
Yeah.
And that could backfire.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's just a sick world we're living in.
Yep. The other one was Garrison Keillor from Prairie Home Companion. His one's a little weird. He was fired, well, not fired, but because he stopped doing his show last year. But he also was involved in some other public radio show that over 100 stations carried still. But they cut contracts or cut ties with that. They were going to delete all the shows off of their website and everything over what they believe was just one incident. And it was, I don't know, he claims it was, you know, just an accidental incident.
Right, right, right.
A touching incident. Somebody's touching somebody's back. And she happened to have an open back shirt, blouse. So I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's a he said, she said thing. And
I really hate that.
I know, but it really is, you know, if that's the only thing that ever happened in his career, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad that was. He apologized. He thought that she was okay with it, and then apparently her lawyers contacted him. So who knows? And I think the reason this came out was because yesterday he had an op-ed in some newspaper. From Minnesota, defending Al Franken.
Ah.
And then all of a sudden today this came out.
Wow.
So, you know, I think if you have skeletons in your closet, like the President of the United States, you shouldn't be fucking open your mouth, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't be opening your mouth. Oh, but he does. Talks about Al Franken, talks about, who was the one today I just said? Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk about Roy Moore, though.
No.
You know, somebody that's been convicted of, or what's the word? He's been accused of, you know, pedophilia.
Well, it just makes me so angry. And seeing the people say that it's a hard choice to choose between a pedophile or somebody who abuses or aborts babies.
And tell me what we went through this the other day. When you talk to somebody and you said, not that you specifically, but if somebody had that, said that, and you said, okay.
It was a quote in a newspaper.
Oh, it was about
it was
the fetus?
Somebody said.
Or the blob of.
Yeah, I have to decide, you know, I have the hard decision. Do I vote for a pedophile? I'm not exactly quoting here.
Right.
But do I vote for a pedophile or do I vote for someone who is pro-abortion?
Yes.
Like, that's not a hard choice for anyone
to
make.
The pedophile of a 14-year-old girl versus somebody who chooses to kill a bunch of cells.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not even chooses to, but, you know, doesn't care about it.
Yeah. Wait, is that right? I'm not sure. Anyhow, those were...
It's really hard to follow you tonight.
Those were the big, big, big ones this week. So the other, the main topic you want to talk about is what?
Not that I want to talk about, but I read this article, and it comes up a lot on some of the pages I follow about bisexuals getting such a hard time. And
right.
So it's not really about bi erasure, but I mean, it, you know, fits into it. But the article is about, you know, the higher rates of suicide and depression and all this stuff.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not this specific. It's not bi erasure, but it is bi.
Biphobic.
The gay community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of bisexuals make up half of the LGBTQ community are bisexuals. And
but
yet...
who knows this? Is this
most,
from studies? Or,
yes. Okay. It's from studies. And most of the time it comes out in... you know, like online things that I've read. Lesbians will say that they'll never date somebody who sleeps with men or has slept with a man, or gay men saying, oh, you're just going through a phase. And I just actually read something too that said that a lot of gay men start out saying that they're bi. You know, and it,
is that because
that.
Is that because of the stigma, like they have to be a straight man, like in maybe in high school or whatever, so they're afraid to come out? I think maybe now, today, in some areas, it's a little easier to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't speak from that experience. I don't know. I don't know why that's a thing. I don't know.
We can only surmise that, you know, it's that they, you know, a lot of, you've heard hundreds of times that men date women, you know, because either they weren't sure if they were gay.
Well, and my uncle married a woman and was in a long-term relationship with a woman into the late 80s, at least. And he was married before. So, I mean, I remember him having a boyfriend. And my parents saying that he was gay, but in my mind he had mm-hmm. been with women, and
right.
so, you know, I kind of equated myself to him early on with that.
So again, we've talked about this before. So does that he we don't know because he's passed away.
Yeah, was he hiding it?
Was he hiding it, or was he a gay man, or was he a bisexual man yeah. who just, you know, who at some point said, you know what, I'm gay. I've always been more attracted to men.
Well, it's not even necessarily
I'm
more.
Attracted to men.
Plenty of bisexual people are more attracted to one or the
exactly,
other.
Exactly, right.
It's a spectrum, I think. But yes, we will never be able to ask these questions. But from my young age, I remember him being called a friend. And I remember talking to my brother about it later.
His boyfriend?
Yes.
Right.
And my brother at the time had thought about, well, why is there only one bedroom if he's just your friend? So my brother was a couple years older than me at the time.
Did
he remembers
your uncle that?
No, I'm sure he did not.
Did he talk to you about it?
We just got on the computer and played pickup sticks on his computer.
At your uncle's house?
At my uncle's house, yeah. Apartment.
What the hell is pickup sticks?
You know, it's a game. It's like pickup sticks, but it's on the computer. It was like,
oh, you know what? I think I did play that before.
Windows 90 or what?
Windows 98, probably.
No.
Oh,
lower.
It would have been Windows 3 or something
like
that.
He died in 96. Yeah.
It probably was DOS, actually.
It might have been DOS. It may have been. I don't know. But yeah, you just, you know, click the little thing and it's just a bunch of rectangles, you know, and you had to click the top one. I mean, at the time, it seemed like a really difficult thing.
It sounds very difficult.
You just click in
if
the center
high and drunk,
eventually.
It would be difficult.
And actually remembering it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a barrel of monkeys.
I was young when he died, so I don't remember many things, but there are a few in there that were lots of fun.
Right. So what about this bothers you about primarily the gay and lesbian community?
Well,
discounting the fact that people
a lot about it bothers
bisexual.
Me, but I don't know what to do other than to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we're doing. And for more people to come out. That's really a big part of it, because honestly, I think if more people came out, people would find out there's a lot more there are so many married bisexuals who are in a what appears to be straight relationship. Does that make sense the way I'm saying
yes,
it? Yes. I'm drawing it in my mind as I
no,
say
no, exactly. They're a heterosexual couple.
But that's not a thing. A heterosexual couple is not a thing. Two bisexual people can be married, and from the outside, it appears straight.
Okay,
but it's not a straight marriage,
right.
because it's male and female.
What appears to the general public to be a heterosexual couple, a male and a female.
Yeah.
Married couple or even partnered.
Yes,
one or both could be bisexual.
You just search Craigslist and you see all these.
I have.
All these. These. That is so terrible. But all these. We'll get back to that later. All these advertisements of married women who want. Mm-hmm. Who want, you know, a side piece.
Sometimes they want it
most
with
the time
their husband,
for herself.
Sometimes without.
That really bothers me. I mean, Craigslist is the place for that as opposed to. You know, like dating sites and stuff. That's really not the place to look for that. But I really don't like when people post things like that and they make the person, the third person that they're attempting to, you know, lure in. They just want you for sex. You're their plaything.
Okay, but there are people that want that too.
Absolutely. And if you present it that way and it's taken that way, then that's fine. But don't go on dating sites trying to find a threesome. It's bad.
Do you know that from experience?
I know from... No, I don't know from experience on that. But I've been reading a lot. I just this year have joined a bunch of bi groups on Facebook. And it's really good to get yourself put into your community in some way. There's no bi groups around here that I could go out, you know, and meet other bisexual people and discuss these things. So the internet has become that place to meet those people, which I think is really cool. But, you know, so far off topic.
No, it's not. Now, the question I have going back to something you said was
Good luck. Keep
Why don't we need more people coming out as bi?
Uh-huh.
But if you said that the bi community makes up 50% of the LGBT community, how is it because the gay and lesbian community is much louder? Is that the problem? Or
I don't know if it's louder. I don't
like the squeaky wheel. They make sure that people know about them, whereas the bisexual community, because there's a stigma, like you've mentioned, like, oh, you're just experimenting. I mean, how many times you see that in a movie where, yeah, I experimented with women in college. I mean, that's you see that all the time.
Right.
Maybe less now, but you see that a lot. That's a line that people use. But you know, what do you think? You think because of that stigma of being bi, where you don't know whether you want boys or girls, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people just don't say it, even though, like, they'll take a survey and say, yeah, I'm bisexual.
Well, right. And it's partly an acceptance thing. Like, I know for me, it was like, I think from a very early age, it was ingrained in my head that I could take the easy path, and you know, being straight is the easy path. But you don't think about the mind games and the mind fucks that happen when you're trying to pretend to fit into something that you're not. It's really hard to describe if you haven't been there.
Did you know it at younger age that you attracted to women too?
Yes, I did. My first crush was on a teacher that I had in middle school. I mean, of course, it's always been there. But in my head, it was like, I have to get married and I have to have babies and I have to follow this path. And at the time, you know, being in a relationship, in an open relationship with a woman, wasn't something that I had ever seen. So mm-hmm. It seemed like that was the wrong path to go. I mean, I had my uncle, but it just, I don't know. It's hard to explain, I think, tonight.
No, it's okay. But you're doing all right.
It seemed to me like taking the easiest path was the way to go. And pretending to be straight was pretending to be straight. No, it's not easy. But pretending to be straight isn't, you know, it's what appears to be the easiest path to take. And I wanted to get married and have kids. And that was my goal from like, I don't know, age 10. Right. I just wanted to be married and have babies. And I couldn't marry a woman. And I couldn't easily or inexpensively
when you're 12, have babies with a woman. There was no such thing as marriage equality or anything like that.
Exactly. So to me, it was like, well, I got to take the easy path. Does that make sense?
No, I know. I understand what you're saying. I guess it is the easy path, because then you don't have to fight all those bigots and everything and all of that.
Right. And I mean, I remember having a conversation pretty young, I think early teens, with my brother and saying, if either one of us turned out to be gay, Dad would disown us, which is, I think I've said that on the show before, but it's completely the opposite of what we assumed it to be, but the behaviors that we saw led us to believe that's how I feel. And I think it would probably break his heart to know that we felt that way at the time.
Well, you know, I mean, the way I was brought up was completely different. I don't know if I ever knew a gay or a lesbian out person until
I did know them
later in my life. I don't think I ever knew anything. And I grew up in, you know, with friends that, you know, just talking that way, like what Trump said, locker room talk was just normal stuff, you know. And I know it's not right.
That way.
When I was younger, yes, it was just the way it was. We never thought anything different.
Really?
Yeah. I know it's different now. I know it's wrong now. And we teach our kids differently.
Yes, but see, because
I wasn't brought up with any type of, you know, education that way.
Yeah, but why? I mean, isn't that just so fucked up?
It is. It is. And that's why we're trying to to make sure that our kids are instilled with the belief that everybody is equal, and it doesn't matter what color they are or what their hair looks like, or, you know, whether they like boys, girls, or anything, you know?
Unicorns. Yeah, you think that I push that, and I want you to know on record, I do not push anything. I just leave it open. Because if you... If you think that me saying he, she is pushing it instead of saying he or she, depending on
which child I'm talking to,
you've gotten better about it. But I think it is your attitude about men versus women. It is sexy for you to think about women and not sexy for you to think about men. Well, so you wouldn't want your son. Okay. But why? I mean,
of course. Most,
of course,
listen to me.
Okay.
Most straight men, even evangelicals, are okay thinking about two women together.
Well,
I don't know why. I don't know why in my brain it's okay.
But my point is that's why you treat it differently between when I'm talking about your son and when I'm talking about your daughter. Because even today, if I say them in place of he or she, you get so different. Like,
not really.
You say you push that I'm pushing.
Not nearly as much. It's been a while.
Certainly not nearly as much. And why? But when our children are so young, why are we talking about their future spouses or partners or whatever?
Okay. Well, if you want to go there, then why do parents, when their boy is born, think about what his cock is going to look like
to
his future partners? Okay, when we're discussing circumcision at this point. Okay, why does some mother think that their son's dick has to look good for his future partner?
Yeah, I don't understand. They don't think about it in that way. They think about the fact that, I mean, you're taking care of this kid, you know, so you're looking at it and it sickens you. And yes, that still takes you to a mind fuck of a place.
Because almost everywhere else in the world, it's okay.
Yeah, I think it's something like 80% of the world's population.
A good chunk of Africa
is
not
intact.
Though, right?
It's Africa and the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because we've sent so much money over there for that type of education.
Yeah. Well,
and that's probably why, part of it.
I'm sure it's part of it, and it's probably something that they have been happy about. But the studies prove that it doesn't prevent HIV.
Exactly.
It doesn't. The studies have shown it. And instead of using the full scope of studies, they picked and choose which
and
studies they're going to share. Yeah, UTIs. I mean, girls get way more UTIs than boys, and we're not chopping anything off down there.
Well, no, there's actually laws about that in this country.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, isn't it against the Constitution for law to apply to a male and not a female?
Probably not.
Wait, not the Constitution.
Bill of Rights. I don't know. I don't know, but I don't believe that because that's the way the law is.
My mind just went, whoop.
Because that's the way the law is. There's law that
there's
no such thing as genital mutilation for females, but for men, it's okay because our boys. Because
Dr. Kellogg said so.
Yeah.
That's right.
Screw his cereal.
Chew on your flakes and think about foreskins.
Yep. That's what he put in the cereal, didn't he? He used to take the baby's foreskins and put it in the cereal.
That's why he advocated for it. You need him for foreskins for his cereal.
They're great.
He actually advocated for female genital mutilation, too, but you never see that.
I think it was funny. Okay, so, what?
Wrapped pretty quick, but I don't remember what we were.
Are we going to discuss bi erasure another time? Or
of course, all the times.
All the times?
All the times.
I mean, and really quickly, what is that?
What?
What is bi erasure?
You know, just erasing the bisexual people, essentially, you know, pretending they don't exist.
So it would be LGBTQ.
LGDQ. Yeah. TQ.
Not DQ. TQ.
Ice cream does sound good right now.
Yes, but
so
that would be, again, is that the gay and lesbian community doing that? And the transgender community? I mean,
yes, and you can get it from straight people too. But I think that there's a lot of problems within the community itself. Absolutely.
Just because, again, because they don't believe that somebody is bisexual. They either like men or they like women.
It's just a phase, or you just have to pick a side, or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, never mind. Anyhow, so yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's definitely something that if you are bisexual, it gives you pause about ever coming out to, you know, to people at work,
yeah,
or whatever.
And if it's somebody,
or, you know,
to them feels like the easier path. You know, like I said, if it feels like the easier path and, you know, hey, maybe it works for you. That's not my place to judge, but that is not my
history. Now, you said, didn't you say that, you said women, but it's not necessarily men.
I'm sorry. I probably did that a lot. It's just because I'm putting myself in the situation. And
no,
just,
didn't you say that all women are bisexual?
Oh, no. I like to think, I mean, that I like to
didn't
think
you read
that,
about that?
That I read an article or a study that they, I don't remember who did, somebody did. And it said that basically the, you know, lights on the brain that, mm-hmm. you know, light up when you're aroused.
Oh, okay.
For women, looking at men and women give them that same arousal. Lesbians were held true that they were only mm-hmm. Aroused by the female pictures, but every woman that came in was aroused by the female pictures. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, but
it was just women that they did the study with.
I mean, men. I think it's like, I know I've watched women for many years. That women always check out another woman, and they check them out to see whether, you know, how they're dressed, how their hair is, how their makeup is, how big their chest is, how
societal.
Much cleavage.
That's a societal thing.
Guys don't.
We're taught.
Guys,
that we must.
Guys, I think generally don't check out other guys' packages.
I don't know. You think really? Well, yeah. I mean, I'm.
I think
not there.
In
I guess
general
they
don't,
you.
But I think it's also because. They're brought up not to think that that's okay to do that either. I mean, because...
Yeah, but
because,
I mean, is there much that you can really... I mean, I guess sometimes...
Okay,
because
the average
stuff.
Size of a male penis is like 6 inches. That's the average... It might be 5 inches. Is the average size. And if you're looking at a picture of a guy with a 12-inch dick, you're going to feel like you are... what is the word?
I don't know, but you should probably finish this.
The word is not coming out. But you are inadequate. That's the word. You are inadequate if you look at that guy and you're like, holy fuck.
Okay, that's where that story was going. Okay.
And I think that that's part of that reason that guys feel like they have to have a giant cock in order to be... I'm talking straight men, not necessarily gay men.
Yeah, it was hard to...
That's what I'm thinking, just from my own.
That was really
my
hard
own
to follow for me.
Hard again. Going back to that, but I think that, you know, from my growing up and everything, I think that's what it is. I've always joked with my friends about stuff like that.
Oh, your friends are so homophobic.
But we've always joked about that. About
but it's
who,
not
who's
a
bigger
joke,
or whatever.
Seriously, should not.
I know
oh,
that.
Okay. There you
about
go.
That. About who? Homophobic too. But we've always joked about who's bigger and everything. And you know, and it's. And it's not like we've sat around with our hard dicks
you guys
in our
are
hands.
Weird. You talk about
it's not like
fucking
we
each other. It's I mean it's odd.
I know.
I think that there's a few of your friends who are more bi curious.
I believe so. I believe that if society was different, that several or all of them, you know, we would have had gangbangs of
Whoa, you went someplace I wasn't expecting there.
I'm just saying it may have been different if society was different. But, you know, who knows?
Because that's all gay people do.
Well, isn't it?
They just fuck all day long.
I thought they did. Isn't that why the evangelicals hate them? Because they just have more sex than they do?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I also read this article recently that's... I'm not going to go into it. We'll go into it next episode, I guess.
All right. Anyhow, that is... I think that's plenty of stuff to talk about for this week.
Yeah, I think we've gone over some hills there. Yeah. So make sure that you head to Facebook and check out our page. Like us, The Liberal Couch.
Is it on it page?
You know, I'm working on it.
I know.
I'm trying.
I know. It's tough. I'm doing seven other things.
And too, I have to kick Frankie off of the internet completely. Because
yeah, I don't go on Twitter anymore.
He got us banned on Twitter forever. So, I don't know how you get two accounts in like a month banned on Twitter. Yeah, I don't get
don't
it.
Don't worry. I'll never have a Twitter account again. I'm not going to bother.
I don't know how.
They're just evil anyhow. Hopefully they go out of business because, you know, Trump is the only reason that most of those people are on there now.
Well,
yes, there's a good portion
Facebook
of people.
Facebook owns them, don't they?
No, Twitter's owned.
Oh, Twitter's their own thing. Facebook owns Instagram. That's what it is.
Twitter's owned by Russians.
I am such an old person when it comes to social media. Seriously, I don't even know how to tweet. I'm terrible at it.
It's all right. It's all right. The president knows how, and that's enough for all of us. All right, until next time, my name is Frankie.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is The Liberal Couch.